Jesus. Father, we cry out for help. You are our only help. If you don't help us, we are totally helpless. We have so many needs, so many concerns, personal, corporate, some far, some near. And we come to your throne room today with thanksgiving, knowing, O God, that only you can help us. We don't have any other options. And if there were any other options, we are totally uninterested. For it is you, our God, that we serve. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being, our sense of existence. So we go nowhere else but to you, our reliable God. We thank you for being faithful, for being true, for being totally loving. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this evening we are going to pray through a few things. And the passage of scripture that I want us to look at is found in the last chapter of the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, Psalm 150. The Psalms end up with the words, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary." Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. The word sanctuary is God's hallowed place. It's a word that says that this is God's sacred place. The word is the word Kodesh. And God, through the psalmist, is speaking to us. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary, in his sacred place, in his holy place, in this exalted place. But that word sanctuary also means a place of protection. So when we talk about a sanctuary, we're talking about a place of protection. Just praise God in that place of protection. Praise him in the firmament of his power as another dimension. Praising God in the firmament of his power. Now, in a nutshell, that psalm is just saying again and again, praise God. Amen? Praise God. And when we talk about the sanctuary, and we talk about the firmament of his power, the expanse of his power, it is saying, basically, that whether it is in a secluded area that is cut out as a sanctuary, or the expanse of his power, and that word firmament we first heard in Genesis 1, it is saying, whether it's in a limited space or an expanse, a small problem or a big problem, just praise God. Amen? Now, there's something in the Word of God that basically says to us in Mark 11 that we should not differentiate between one kind of a problem or another kind of a problem. That it is the same faith. Okay? Whether it's the faith to get $10 so you can go to Burger King, or you need $10 million to build a building, there's the same amount of faith that produces or brings about both. And you should not differentiate and say, okay, I need more faith for this than I need for this. Versus, don't do that. That's interesting. So also it is about praising God. There is not more praise or less praise. It is all praise of God. I'm praising God. For something small or something big, it's the same amount of praise. It's the same amount of thank you. Now we can try to express the thanks in a bigger way for something here. And what God sees is, I want you to be excited with your thanksgiving if I give you a dollar or I give you $1 million. Amen? Because giving him thanks for all of it is an expression that says, God, you did it for me. Now, in a very not related way of communicating it, you remember when he tells us this parable about going to this guy who's looking for some laborers, and he goes there at 6 o'clock or whatever, or 9 a.m. and sees some guys hanging around, and says, hey, come work for me, I'll pay you such an amount. And then comes at 12, there's some people still there, and comes at 3, there's still some people there, and he comes at 5, and closing time is 6, and he gets the people at 5, and then he pays all of them the same amount of money. Remember that? And the guys that he got at 6 or 9 were so upset. Hey, he says, I made one deal with you. I made a deal with you to pay you such and such an amount. What's your problem? Because he did not make a differentiation. Well, the same thing is spoken to us concerning this matter of praise and thanksgiving. So the point is this. We're going to praise God, and we're going to praise God with all that we are. And that's what this psalm is all about. Praise God with everything you've got, all the time. Whether it's some small thing or some big thing, praise God. Don't say, okay, thank you. wow, thank you, thank you. No, no, no. For the $1, oh, thank you. For the $1 million, oh, thank you. Same. Same. So, at all times, we are to praise God with all of our what? Might. Just like we love God with all of our might, with all of our strength, with all of our being, our soul. We praise God with all of our might, all the time. And that is something nobody else can do for you. Amen? David was depending on all these instrumentalists to bring in the ark. And somebody died in the process. And then he comes back, bringing in the ark with just a trumpet. And he's dancing like a crazy man with all of his might. They had all these instruments, and he wasn't dancing like a crazy man. All those other instruments gave him all the beats, the music, the sound, the harmonies, the melodies were all with all of those instruments that were there when he was bringing in the ark the first time. Now he only has a trumpet. And how do you dance just to a trumpet? But he's dancing with all his might because it's not about the instruments, it's not about whatever else, it's about me praising God. Amen? And one of the things that we're going to do tonight is pray for the ability to truly praise God. Because this is one thing that God systematically marks out as his will for us. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, we read these powerful words, very specific. God's word says, in everything, give what? Thanks. In everything. Not some things. In everything. Yeah, this is a good thing that happened in my life. I'll give God praise for it. But this is not that good. I can't give God praise for it. I can't give God thanks for it. God's word says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, that you give thanks in everything. This is my will for your life. This is my will for your life, that you give thanks in everything. But God, this thing that's happening in my life right now, I don't like it. I know that you don't like it. Just give thanks. What does that mean, give thanks? Does that mean I'm accepting it? No, it just means give thanks. Give thanks for what? That I'm accepting this thing in my life? No, I didn't say that. I just said give thanks. That's my will concerning you. So what's going to happen? So I can cause all things to work together for your good. I want you to give me access to intervene in your particular situation because you're giving me thanks. This is my will concerning you. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Give thanks. Lord, I'm in debt. And I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. Clear this bill. Give thanks. God's ways are not our ways. In our giving thanks, we don't get to quench the Spirit of God. When we don't give thanks, we quench the Spirit of God. The fire that God has to deal, God is a consuming fire. We quench it. And he said to us, just give thanks. This is my will concerning you. There's a young man in Toronto, sibling of the spouse of one of our faithful worshiper in the house of God. And he is in a crisis situation out of nowhere. I've prayed. Mama has prayed. The family has prayed. It looks like nothing is happening. And what God says is, give thanks. For dear sister, in this house, is in a crisis situation in the hospital. I've asked you to pray about her situation, Sister Judy Woloshin, in the past. She's in a crisis situation. And what God's word says is, give thanks. Give thanks that she's in that situation or he's that in that situation. No, it's not about the situation. It's about just giving thanks to God. Saying, God, I know that you are God and you reign. No matter what happens here, I give you thanks. His word says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. The only way God gives us access is with thanksgiving and praise. That's it. Thanksgiving and praise. Yes, it's the blood of Jesus Christ. And through that blood, we must come boldly into his presence. But the blood of Jesus Christ is what causes us to be able to say thank you. For when you come through those gates, the first thing that you see is the altar of sacrifice. So what am I giving thanks for? I'm giving thanks that God has paid the full price for the answers that I need. This is not about faith in my faith, faith in the principles of the Word of God. This is faith in God. Have faith in God. Is that what Mark 11 says? Have faith in God. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart. Do not make a differentiation. Big faith, small faith. Do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have what you say. And when you are praying that prayer of faith, believe that you've received it and you shall have it. And when you pray in that prayer, if you have wrath or you have unforgiveness in your heart, let it go. So tonight, we have one quest, one primary quest. It is just to give God thanks concerning what needs we have. There are needs of people that need to be healed. It's incredible to me that you pray and sometimes you don't even pray, and God does amazing things. And then sometimes you pray and you pray and you pray and you pray and it looks like nothing's happened. And all God says is, give me thanks like you did for that one that you didn't pray. And give me thanks for this one that you've been praying. Doesn't matter. I'm still God in all of it. So let's just do that. Amen? Let's just do that. So let's just spend some time right now just giving God thanks for his faithfulness. The Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. In every situation, he's still God. Give him praise. Just lift up your voice before him and give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. He is worthy. Andarabu shaka tatikaya. Prosentelemada bashekere deria. Ore manda sante kito soko. Rababa shandere basakataye. Rikatara sontere mashuko. Ore maladadada shikiara da basoko. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise in every situation. We give you praise. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness, knowing, O God, that you are the God who knows no impossibilities. And Lord, O God, that you are our keeper. You are our peace. You are our strength. You are everything, O God, that we ever will ever, ever desire. All fullness is in you. And Lord, O God, today we are thankful, Lord, O God, that you are a faithful God, one that we can rely on day in, day out. And when things seem so impossible, we're reminded, Father, that you're the God who knows no impossibilities. And Father, we are thankful, Lord, O God, that you have trained us and raised us up by your Spirit to be people, O God, of faith that believe in you. And because we believe in you, nothing shall be impossible to us. So, Lord, O God, we gather all the issues that face us today. The financial issues, the health issues, the relational issues, issues with our children, issues, oh God, with loved ones, issues, oh God, with our employment, issues, oh God, concerning our mobility physically and emotionally, issues, oh God, concerning vehicle situations, Lord, oh God, that we need properties that need to be purchased, issues, oh God, concerning court cases, issues, oh God, concerning the lawman, issues concerning, Lord, oh God, the taxman, issues, oh God, concerning governmental pressures and whatever the issues are, we are thankful that you are our God. We, oh God, come into your sanctuary and we come, oh God, with praise. We praise your God in this sacred place. We praise your God in this sanctuary, this elevated place, this place of honor. Lord, oh God, we give you praise, oh God, in this place, oh God, of protection. In this place, O God, of your provision, we give you praise. We give you praise, O God, for you are our keeper. Lord, O God, we give you praise, O God, for you are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are, O God, our peace. You are, O God, our source of joy and happiness. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are all things to us. And Lord, O God, you are the God who fights for us. Our buckler, our shield. Fight for us, O God. Our faith is in you. Our faith is in you. Our faith is in you. Blessed be your holy name. King of kings and Lord of lords. Blessed be your holy name. God who reigns in the heavens and reigns in the earth and all the universe. We give you praise. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful opportunity granted us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The word of God says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for his mighty acts. This is a reminder to us of the things that God has already done. And recognizing that he's not a partial God. If he's done it for one, he will do it for all. Amen? He's willing to bless all of his people. So he says, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. This is how God wants us to praise him. According to his excellent greatness. Praise him for his mighty acts. That doesn't necessarily mean what he has done for you. But what he has done, period. Amen? And praise him according to his excellent greatness. Not necessarily because he did something great for you, but because you've seen the excellence of his greatness. So give him that kind of praise. Amen? Now, many times, like I said earlier, we have praise and worship time, and the praise and worship time is the musicians playing their instruments, the singers singing and dancing, and the rest of us spectate. And God says, no. Praise is you. If a person of high esteem comes here, somebody, well, Gretzky was once upon a time, but even an old Gretzky comes in here. Oh, Gretzky, Gretzky's here. Wow, Gretzky's here. If Obama comes here, all the black people, oh, Obama, Obama. The queen comes here, the late queen. We don't know about the great king. We'll be all excited. Even if the prime minister of Canada comes in here today and you don't care to vote for him, all of a sudden, the awe of the fact that he is the Prime Minister of Canada is in here. I'm in the same room with the Prime Minister of Canada. I shook his hand. I'm not going to wash this hand for the next week. Whether you like him or not. Well, God says, praise him according to his excellent greatness. That's when you're praising him, let there be a reverence. Now, the praising God doesn't necessarily mean me dancing like a crazy guy all the time. Sometimes my praising God is lying flat on my face in obeisance and worship, lifting up my hands to him, dancing before him. There's always, everybody has a way of expressing themselves before his excellent greatness. And God is saying, in your mind, you see a God who is excellent in everything, and he's awesome and he's great. Praise him like that. Praise him like you know that he is one of excellent greatness. Amen? So my prayer today is, God, help me. I was praying this evening, and at some point this evening, and I was saying to God, something about my prayer life. And I was saying to God, I need a deeper level of hunger to pray. It's not that I don't pray. It's why I said, I can't help myself. So I need a hunger inside of me that makes me pray. Not because there's a problem, but because I want to be in your presence. Create something in me to make that possible to another level. Because where I am right now might be great for somebody else, but it's no longer great for me. It's not good enough anymore. So I need something more. Well, the same thing with praise. God, I praise you, but God, I need to see the excellence of your greatness. I am seeing so much and I'm praising so much, but I'm not where I ought to be. So God, create in me a lifestyle of praise, worship, adoration, a lifestyle that causes me to pray fervently until I'm one with you. Can we pray that prayer today? Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that you can grant us a deep hunger in our spirit, that causes us, oh God, to praise, to worship, to adore you, to pray. Lord, oh God, whatever it takes to bring us to that place where we are able to praise you according to your excellent greatness, the awesomeness of your power and awareness of who you are, that causes us, oh God, to be filled with awe, and causes us, oh God, to walk, oh God, in a refreshed manner of worship and adoration. Causes us, oh God, to walk in obedience to you, living out a life, oh God, that is honorable, that magnifies you as King. Lord, whatever it takes, do that for us today. Do that for us today. Lord, oh God, let it happen. Lord, oh God, that deep within us, oh God, at all times, the fire, oh God, to worship, to adore you, to praise you, burns deep within us for your glory and honor. Not, oh God, for the show of man, but Lord, oh God, that in our secret place, when we are away from the peering eyes of men, that we are well able to praise you, well able to pray well able to worship in spirit and in truth. Your word says, oh God, that you seek those kinds. You seek worshipers. Men and women to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, create, oh God, within us that mindset. That our posture, oh God, consistently is that of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We lack no drive in that regard. Do it for us as individuals. Do it for us as a corporate body. Do it for us, oh God, as families. Do it for us, oh God, your sons and your daughters. Reveal yourself to us. Lord, oh God, as you reveal yourself, oh God, to the cherubims and the seraphims and the angels, and they behold your glory, and they begin to cry out, holy, 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 holy. Lord, oh God, let there be a revelation, oh God, of your awesomeness in us, oh God, day in, day out, that causes, oh God, to be filled with awe and causes, oh God, to worship you. This is what you desire for us. It is your will for us. Lord, help us. Help us to be so connected in the realm of the Spirit that there's no time that we are disconnected. We give you praise, O God, that you're doing this for us. It's an act of grace and of your mercy. For Lord, O God, without your praise, without your worship, the forces of darkness cannot be humbled. It is by the spirit of your truth, in the mouth of babes, you have ordained praise, that you might stop, still the enemy, and shut down the avenger, Lord God Almighty, for your name's sake. Grant us the ability to connect with you in our praise, in our worship, in our adoration, that you may be magnified, O God, at all times. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, the Word of God starts out in the third verse. It says, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. The word trumpet here is the word shofar. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. The shofar is an instrument that's made out of the horn of the ram. And the ram was sacrificed. Now, the sages say that I don't have a scripture verse for it, but this is what is said, that we are, in a sense, a shofar, that the mouthpiece of the shofar starts here in the area of our navel all the way to our mouth. And when we praise God from the depths of our being, we are like that sounding shofar. Now, the Word of God starts out with that, the sound of the trumpet, primarily because this is one instrument that God did not create or build into Lucifer. He had every other instrument but that. Didn't have that. So this is one instrument that is not connected to pride, so to speak. This is the instrument that is blown, the shofar is blown in the new year. This is the instrument that is blown again and again in the book of Revelation, the seven trumpets. And the last trump is the blowing of the shofar that causes the return of the Lord. And every time we are praising, watch this, this is important now. I'm going to say something very, very important now. Every time we are praising God from the depths of our being, according to the excellence of His greatness, it is like that trumpet blasting, and it terrorizes the forces of darkness. Because it says that Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. And that's a scary experience for the enemy every time. So, it doesn't matter what somebody's playing over there, when we shout the shout of triumph, the Philistine said, the ark is there. The presence of God is there. Our goose is cooked. When we praise God with that exuberance, that sense of abandonment, and we just magnify and we shout unto God, at the blowing of the shofar, the walls of Jericho come down. Amen? So this is a powerful weapon that God has given to us. There's a shout of victory in the camp. Why? Because they're praising God. Hallelujah. The sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with a psaltery and harp. These are the instruments that David was very accustomed to. He played the psaltery and the harp. And as you can see from the word psaltery there, the first part of that, you know, sounds like the psalm. Yeah? And then it goes on and says, praise Him with the timbrel, as a tambourine, and dance. Praise Him with string instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. So those right there in the drums. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath do what?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now this is interesting. Because everything that God created, the Bible tells us in, I think it's Psalm 34, it says, everything that was created by the breath of the Word of God. Amen? Created by the breath of God. So, no wonder then that the Bible talks about, let the trees clap. Because they have the breath of God in them. Amen? Everything that we see has the breath of God, was created by the breath of God, by the word of God. You and I were filled with the breath of God, therefore by the word of God. So in essence, let everything that has the word of God, if you've got the word of God, praise God. Amen? Praise God. You have the Word of God. You are privileged people to have the Word of God. Praise God. I have the Word. I have the Word. I have the Word from God. So, what is the point? The point is this. God, I thank you that I have a word from you today. I have a word from you today, and I praise you that you spoke to me today. Because the word of God spoken to me gives me life. Hallelujah. Daily God came and communed with Adam in the garden. Spoke with him in the garden. Every day God spoke to him. And the word of God says, day after day, alters the word of God. Every day has a specific word that God has spoken to it to obey. Hallelujah. So where do I stand as a worshiper? When I recognize that his power is over the firmament, when I recognize how great and awesome his power is, it is for me to recognize that I don't need to worry about today because God had already spoken good things concerning my day. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you the truth. I have a lot of reasons to worry about a lot of things. I was coming, driving in today, and I said, man, I have to deal with my issues and lay them at the feet of the Lord and experience victories there. But I also have every other person's issues. I have the church issues. Every other person's issues fall on me. I say, God, if it were not for your grace and your mercy, I cannot stand and walk. Praise God. Because if I focus on all the everybody's issues, this person needs this and this person needs that. But big God, only by his grace. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't envy pastors that have the heart for their flock. No, I don't envy them. Because it's not a joke. It's not a joke. But when you know who it is that you are connected to, then it's a different story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us just begin to thank God. Say, God, give me a word that spurs me daily to worship you in spirit and in truth. The word of God is the breath of God. Breathe into me. Amen? Let's just begin to give God thanks for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God, for your anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the power to rest in your ability to see solutions brought into place. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for renewed strength. I thank you for your power release. Thank you, Lord, O God, that yokes are being destroyed and burdens removed because of the presence of your word, your everlasting word. We beseech you now, Lord God Almighty, send now prosperity. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Mandarabo shekerebasaka, iyaladaraba shekereboseka, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed is your name, O God. Hallelujah. Andarabushakati kusatorebasha. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your anointings. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord, for miracles. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your awesome love. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your everlasting word. Thank you, Lord, O God, for a word for every day. A word, O God, that is sufficient to resolve all situations. A word, O God, that causes, O God, to break forth, O God, in praise, worship, and adoration. Because, Lord, O God, that word reveals to us your heart and causes, O God, to bow before you in true humility. We receive this grace, O Most High, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, O God, that your word is going forth now and is bringing healing and restoration. Lord, O God, to Sister Judy. Lord, O God, to Brother Garfield. Bringing healing, O God, to Al Malmquist. We thank you, Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, O God, that if there is anyone sick in our midst, Lord, O God, your word, O God, even your breath is touching them right now where they are. Lord, O God, anyone struggling, O God, financially, Lord, O God, your word, O God, is meeting them right where they are. And, Lord, O God, they are breaking forth in praise, worship, and adoration, recognizing, O God, that you have spoken. And one word from you, Lord God Almighty, changes everything. One word, O God, turns all things around. We give you praise, O God. We give you praise, O God. Your word, O God, is like a hammer. It is breaking, O God, strongholds down. Lord, O God, it's cutting down things, O God, that do not belong. Father, O God, we thank you that your word, O God, is uprooting anything that you have not planted. Lord, O God, anything that you are Heavenly Father has not planted in our lives, not planted in this church, not planted in our families, not planted, oh God, concerning anything that concerns us. Lord, oh God, we thank you that your word is uprooting it now, and it's been cast, oh God, into the flames of destruction. And Lord, oh God, you're planting your greatness in us, and we are empowered by your grace. We are fulfilled by your authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are empowered to succeed. Because your name is an awesome name. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Trying to find a particular verse. I believe it's in Psalm 118, where it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made." Yes, Psalm 118:24. Thank you. It says here, "This is the day which the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it." And the 25th verse says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. For blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Then he says, "We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord." We started out today about blessing or praising God in his sanctuary. Amen? God is the Lord which had showed us light. Then he says, "Bind the sacrifice with cords, even onto the horns of the altar." Bind the sacrifice with cords. Now, this is an interesting passage of scripture. God is the Lord, which had showed us light. In another passage, the Word of God says, God has sown light for the upright. Now it says, God is the Lord, which had showed us light. And we have the word, the punctuation colon, meaning that the next statement explains the first statement. And it says, bind the sacrifice with cords even unto the horns of the altar. This is a passage of scripture that we must be very conversant with. That when it seems like we don't know what to do and things are so blurry, that the key way of getting clarity is bringing the sacrifice. And then it says, bind it onto the horns of the altar. So, what are the horns of the altar? There's four of them. The horns of the altar are very representative of the shofar. So binding the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar, is binding your sacrifice with what? Praise. With praise. Praise God. You're binding your sacrifice with praise. You've got to write the packaging, the envelope that you put your sacrifice in is praise. Hallelujah. Now, the $1 million is still good. Don't mess with that. The $1 million is still good. But if somebody brings you $1 million and wraps it in Kleenex paper or with newspaper and comes and just throws it to you, you will receive it. You might use it because it's $1 million, but there's no honor in that. But if somebody brings you something really special, maybe they even brought you 500,000, not $1 million, but it's well packaged, and they hand it to you with honor and respect, you will respect that 500,000, even though it is 50% of the other, more than the $1 million. Does that make sense? Will you agree with that, or you will argue with it? No, feel free. It's $1 million and $500,000. Which one will you appreciate? Tell me. Huh? The one given with honor. That's what God wants. That whatever it is we bring into Him, we bring it with honor. That's tying it. Don't give things to people in a shabby way. Honor. Father, I bring my tithe and my offerings to you. I honor you. Thank you. Don't just throw it there. Wrap it with praise and worship and adoration. God, if you had not blessed me, I wouldn't have been able to bring this. Thank you for the privilege and honor to give. Wow. He says, I like that. I can bless that. So many of us don't receive the benefits of our giving, not because we did not give, but because of how we brought it. God, the Bible says, God loves a cheerful giver. He will take it from the grudge and, you know, whatever. He will still use it, but there's no benefit to it. There's really no benefit to it. So whenever it is that we give, we want to give with the right mindset. You know, I don't know whether I should do a teaching on this. If the Lord lets me, I'll do a teaching on that. But really, how you give is just as important as what you give. How you give it. With thanksgiving. So look at this. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will what? Exalt thee. You are my God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. So thanksgiving is so important. So we'll pray this prayer. Wow, where did the time go? God, help me to bring a worthy offering to you at all times. Because I bring it with the right attitude as an expression of thanksgiving. Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I beseech you now, send now prosperity. I came in the name of the Lord, and I beseech now prosperity, good success. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful for the privilege of hearing your words and receiving guidance from you. So, Lord, oh God, that our prayer life, our worship life, our life of praise and adoration, our expressions, oh God, of thanksgiving, our expressions, oh God, when we bring our tithe and our offerings and our first fruits, Lord, oh God, that it is all seasoned and packaged with the right attitude and the right mindset, the right focus of praise, worship, and adoration. Let our sacrifice be tied to the horns of the altar. Tied, surrounded by praise. Let everything we do, everything we say, be founded, O God, on the foundations of this truth. And may we receive the full impact that you've ordained for us to receive. We ask, O God, that every tithe, every offering, every giving that we've given in the past that has not been surrounded and packaged in praise, that has not benefited us, that Lord, oh God, in your loving kindness and your tender mercies, God, whose mercies endures forever, Lord, oh God, that you will grant us a reprieve and cause us now to receive that allowance, to just praise you. We give you praise for every tithe, for every offering, for everything that we've brought before you in the past. We did not bring in the proper manner. Lord, oh God, today, take us, oh God, to those times, and we surround it, oh God, right now with our praise, our worship, and our adoration, recognizing, oh God, that we brought it to you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father God, that all the thousands and the millions that we've given through the years, Lord God, in Jesus' name, they are now grace to God and surrounded with thanksgiving and praise, worship, and adoration. For Lord God, we remember your excellent works. We remember your excellent greatness. We remember your awesome power. God, in the sanctuary and in the firmament of your power, Lord, oh God, we come, oh God, this day, and we say, Lord, receive all that we have given in the past, even until now, and in the days to come. We surround it all with praise. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful privilege of giving us, O God, another opportunity to bring what we've got to bring to you with the right attitude. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. One more thing before we are done. We'll pray for the service coming up and for the praise and worship night on Wednesday that's coming up, and the special meetings that are coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the week to come. But one of the things the Lord said, talking about giving, he says, when you bring your gift, if you find out that you've got an issue with somebody, he says, leave your gift there, go correct the situation, and then come back and surrender it. We're going to pray. God, if we have given gifts or brought things before you when we had issues that we needed to resolve, we ask for forgiveness. And we ask, oh God, for restoration and for the seeds that we sow to yield its increase to us. Because the average believer, I'm sure, will be able, without doubt, will say, you know, not everything I've sown that I've received a corresponding or even what the Word of God says I should receive for my giving from. There are some things that we've sown that are dead in the ground and they've not sprouted. Tonight, we want to pray not just for us that are here, but for all of the saints, that whatever it is that we've sown in the past, that God will, by His mercy, turn it around. Because we give Him praise now. Amen? And forgive us for the past wrong dealings. Because God is not as much interested in my giving as He is in my attitude of honor. Okay? Let's pray. Lord God, we come before you. We ask, oh God, for forgiveness for those times that we've brought gifts and we had issues with the brethren that were not resolved. Therefore, those gifts were not born out of the spirit of love. They were like the givings of Cain and not of Abel. Lord, oh God, we repent of that right now. And we ask, oh God, that in the grace of forgiveness, Lord, oh God, that you will accept our givings and forgive us for the errors of our ways and help us, oh God, to correct those things that we need to correct. So, Lord, oh God, that all that we do produces the necessary results that glorify you. We dismantle every activity of witchcraft around us, every diabolical act, every act, oh God, that seeks, oh God, to sabotage your will concerning us. We bring all of those things under judgment now. And we declare, oh God, that salvation comes from you. And we are saved by your grace. Help us. Hosanna. In Jesus' name. Amen. Final prayer. Let us pray for the meetings that we have coming up. Let's just leave those meetings up. The meeting, the praise and worship meeting on Wednesday. The special meetings on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming. And for the service this Sunday, Sunday morning and Sunday evening. That God will meet with us. That His Word will break through. And that God will help us be the kind of people that we have been called and ordained to be, a people of faith, a people of power, a people of praise, worship, and adoration. That God will hear from this place, this His sanctuary, praise rising up, and prayers rising up as sweet smelling incense, our offerings rising up as sweet smelling incense before Him. And that He will attend to us, and that as He comes, that His light will show us the way, so that every one of us operates in the freedom of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the meetings coming up this weekend, all the way to the next weekend. We ask You, O God, for Your presence to be so real in our midst, that the supernatural presence of Your Spirit will cause every life to be transformed and every mind renewed. And Lord, oh God, that the decisions that we make in this house will be birthed out of Your Spirit. And Lord, oh God, that we'll turn from all the ways that are not Your ways and continue in the path of righteousness for Your name's sake. We believe, oh God, that we are in You and You are in us. So, Lord, let the true manifestation of what that means be manifest in our midst. You promised us that because You've gone to be with the Father, that You will do greater things in us and through us. You said, greater things shall You do because I have gone to be with the Father. The works that I do shall You do, and greater works. Let that word in John 14 now be fulfilled in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we trust You for the awesome move of Your grace. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank God for all we've prayed about today by the leading of His Spirit. May we release at this point our offerings unto the Lord with a thanksgiving and worth that it deserves. That's why God says to us that we have to give Him the first part, the first fruit, the tithe. The tithe is the first tenth. Not the second tent, not the third tent, the first tent. Because He demands honor. Yeah. Amen? You honored me first. So let us faithfully give to Him the praise that is due Him at all times. Amen. Praise God. Well, those of you that are online, we thank God for you. We know that You've joined us and You've prayed with us, and we pray that the things that we talked about and we prayed about today impact your life in all ways. What we prayed about today is exercising a powerful tool. We receive the tool that you can use to battle through all the issues that may come your way. Once you have the tool, you are okay. It's like having a key, a master key. And when you have a master key, you don't have to worry about the doors, whether you have the right key. No, you have a master key. And so it is with praise and worship. It's a master key. And when you apply these principles, you'll find breakthroughs after breakthroughs happening in your life, to the glory of God, that give you a complete rhythm of praise, worship, and adoration. Be blessed and be highly favored. We'll see you this Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Sunday morning, regular time. Sunday evening, 7 p.m. That's regular. Wednesday is going to be at 6:30. 6:30, not 7 o'clock, as we normally do, because it's a special meeting. And And so are all the meetings, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning, and Sunday evening. All the evening meetings next weekend are all 6:30 meetings, because those are special meetings. Okay? We look forward to experiencing God with you. Good night. Love you. Bye-bye.